I reveal my world harmonious. I reveal all my world harmonious. I reveal all in my world harmonious. It's my choice. It's my decision. It's my life. It's my way. No matter what I look at, I find the harmonious in it. What are the redeeming qualities of anything in my life? If I look at all times for the redeeming qualities of everything in my life, I will be looking for a beautiful life, and I will be revealing a beautiful life, because that'll be what's in my mind and in my heart and in my consciousness. We sometimes are driven to watch shows, or driven to go places, or driven to do things. And because we're driven to do these things, we think that they are the most important thing in the world. They are the most important thing that we could ever want. Now, could we create ourselves driven to reveal a harmonious world? Could we drive ourselves and make ourselves at every moment, every time in our life, think a happy thought, think a harmonious thought, think a good thought? Do we have friends who are misusing us? Do we have friends who are taking advantage of us? Do we have friends who are making us feel unhappy with them? Well, that's what we reveal to ourselves. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to reveal that all the friends in our world, all the beings in our world, everyone in our world is harmonious with us, is balanced with us. We see everyone living unconditionally loving. Now, ha, 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 ha. You see, that's so easy to do. That's hard to do. That's something that you'd like to do, but you don't want to do, because you've got a right to be unhappy. You've got a right to face these problems. Okay, you got a right to face these problems. Now, what are you going to do with the problems once you're facing them? What are you going to do with a problem once you're looking at the problem and saying, that's a problem, and I'm going to do something about it? Or are you going to look at life, all of life, and are you going to be such a beautiful being that all you can see anywhere in your life are beautiful beings? Are you going to be such a noble, wonderful, fantastic being that you have the ability to see in all in your world their redeeming qualities, their joyful qualities, their beneficial qualities, their natural super qualities? And you know, the minute I start doing something like that, the minute I start being unconditionally loving, it's so strange, but all of my world is harmonious. All of my world is unconditionally loving when I am unconditionally loving about them. Really, it's about myself. If I like the smell of roses, I'm not going to go around smelling garlic. If I like the smell of roses, I'm going to surround myself with beautiful roses everywhere. I'm going to have them on my table. I'm going to have them in my garden. I'm going to have them wherever I go. And that's my choice. That's my decision of what I am going to do. I reveal all my world harmonious by my thoughts. I reveal all my world harmonious by what I am doing inside of myself. Now, you may say, well, we have this wonderful television set, and it has so many beautiful stories on it, and so many beautiful things on it, and so forth. Well, fine. Now, if you were to take the same amount of time you do in watching television to meditating on revealing all the world harmonious, wouldn't it be wonderful? Okay, let's just say you and I are directors of television shows. And as a director of the television show, we are going to be known by the type of television shows that we direct. Do we like action television shows, or do we like love television shows? Do we like family television shows? Do we like spiritually guided television shows? What do we like? Well, whatever it is that we like, whatever it is that turns us on and makes us feel that we are fulfilling ourselves, that's the type of people that we are. That's the type of people. When you have Draculean people who are into such unhappiness, then those people have that in their life. Really, they do. If we could do a research and look into what sort of people are, well, what people like, and here's a happy person, what do they like to watch? What do they like to participate in their life? Here's an unhappy person. What do they like to participate in their life? Here's a person who's always out looking to me to find the good in life, to find the peace, a peacemaker, an ambassador, someone who's always looking to bring balance and harmony in relationships. Now, any one of us can be any one of those things by our choice, whatever we turn our attention to. If we like to play in the sandbox of life, of having everything going beautifully, well, that's wonderful. If we like to play in the sandbox of life and have it be muddy and have it be dirty and have it be unhappy, well, that's what we do. I reveal all my world harmonious. I reveal, I see each person unconditionally loving, just like myself. I reveal all the activities in my world balanced now. Think about what you're doing. Think about the things that you're active in. Think about the things that you're participating in. What did you do before you had television? What did you do before you had the radio? What did you do before you had outside entertainment? Well, you had inside entertainment. You looked in your heart. You looked in your soul, and you found there peace. You found there joy. You found there magic. Oh, it's up to you what you want to do with your life. It's up to you where you want to sit. Do you want to sit as a participant, or do you want to sit as an observer? Are you observing all the beauty, all the peace, all the love, all the joy, all the harmony you can? You heard the saying, I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. Well, our life can be that. When I reveal all in my world harmonious, I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. I can't get enough of that wonderful balance in all my activities. I can't get enough of that unconditional love that I am, and I share it everywhere. I can't get enough of the joy and the peace and the harmony of the world. And I look at my world and I see my world peace. I don't see it at peace. I see it peace. It is the very essence of peace, the very magic of peace. That's my world. My world is the harmony of my heart. My world is the love, the unconditional love of who I am. I look at all things, all people, all beings, starting with myself, and I see joy. I look at my pets, and I see joy. They come to me and just want to be near me, and that to them is the greatest joy they can have. Oh, they want to play and do other things too, but basically, they want to be near me. And to be near me, they feel peace. They feel bliss. They feel balanced. They feel my unconditional love for them in all things. And as they feel that, I am that. And as I am that, they feel that, and I feel that, and I know that. and I reveal all my world harmonious now and forever, ever, ever more. I make sure that what I see is unconditional love at all times, and it's wonderful. It's magic. And you, my beloveds, each one of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.